Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. Welcome to the 8th program in our series entitled Muharram Mourning Traditions in Different Lands. The series commemorates the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The series also delves into various mourning traditions associated with the immortal epic of Ashura in various countries. We also look at the earliest history of mourning for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Today we discuss how the mourning ceremonies for the martyrs of Karbala, after taking root in Hejaz and Iraq, spread to Iran and beyond. Stay with us. Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, the 8th infallible successor to the Holy Prophet of Islam, continued the tradition of his forefathers in promoting the life-inspiring mourning ceremonies for his ancestor, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, would say, "The day of calamity that befell Imam Hussein has injured our eyes and has caused tears to pour out." What better way to commemorate Muharram than to understand the following incident from the life of Imam Reza, peace be upon him? His companion, Rayan ibn Shabib, has narrated that once, when on the first day of Muharram he went to see Imam Reza, peace be upon him, he was asked, "O son of Shabib, are you fasting?" I answered, "No." The Imam said, "Today is the day on which Prophet Zechariah prayed to God Almighty, as the Holy Quran says in ayahs 38 and 39 of Surah Ali Imran. 3. Zechariah supplicated his Lord. He said, 'My Lord, grant me a good offspring from you. Indeed, you hear all supplications.' Then the angels called out to him as he stood praying in the sanctuary, 'Allah gives you the good news of John, as a confirmer of a word of Allah, eminent and chaste, a prophet amongst the righteous.'" Imam Reza, peace be upon him, then said, "Therefore, just as God fulfilled the prayers of Zechariah, he, the exalted, will fulfill the prayers of whoever fasts on this day, that is, the first day of the month of Muharram, and ask God for something." Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, then continued by saying, "O son of Shabib, Muharram is a month in which even the people of the former age of ignorance forbade oppression and bloodshed due to its sanctity. However, this nation did not honour the sanctity of this month, nor did they honour the sanctity of their prophet. In this month, they killed the Holy Prophet's progeny, plundered their belongings, and made captives the noble women and children of his household. May Allah never forgive them for these crimes. O son of Shabib, if you wish to cry for anything or anyone, cry for Imam Hussein, Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him, for he was slaughtered like a sheep. 18 members from his family, who were unparalleled on earth, were also killed along with him. Certainly, the seven heavens and earth cried because of the murder of Hussein. 4,000 angels had descended on earth to aid him, but when they were allowed to reach there, they found him martyred. So they remained at his grave, dishevelled and dusty, and will remain there until the rising of Al-Qa'im, whereupon they will aid him. Their slogan will be, "Vengeance for the blood of Hussein." O son of Shabib, my father related to me from his father, who related from his grandfather, that when my ancestor Imam Hussein was martyred, the sky rained blood and red sand. O son of Shabib, when you weep over the afflictions of Hussein, so that tears flow from your eyes onto your cheeks, Allah will forgive all your sins, big or small, few or numerous. O son of Shabib, if you wish to meet Allah, the mighty and the majestic, free of sin, then perform the ziyarat of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. O son of Shabib, if you wish to abide in the palaces of paradise in company of the Prophet and his progeny, then invoke Allah's curse upon the murderers of Imam Hussein. O son of Shabib, if you wish to earn the reward of those who were martyred with Hussein, then whenever you remember him, say, "If only I had been with them so that I would have attained the great felicity." O son of Shabib, if you desire to be with us in the highest degree of paradise, then grieve in our sorrows and rejoice in our happiness. Remain attached to our love, for even if a person loves a stone, Allah shall resurrect him with it on the Day of Judgment. This hadith is mentioned in the famous book, Uyun Akhbar al-Ridha, Volume 1, Chapter 28, compiled by the Iranian hadith scholar, Sheikh Saduq, over 1,000 years ago. When Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, was forced to come to Khorasan in Iran by the crafty Abbasid Caliph, he got the opportunity to spread the teachings of the Holy Prophet's Ahlul Bayt household in Iran, including the mourning tradition for the martyrs of Karbala. Once during a meeting with a celebrated poet, Da'bil Khuzai, the 8th Imam mentioned the benefit of reciting poems in honour of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and weeping over the martyrdom of his ancestor. The Imam said, "O Da'bil, one who cries for my grandfather, Allah will forgive his sins." Then a curtain was drawn between the ladies of the house and those present, so that people could express grief on the calamities of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, then told Da'bil, "Recite a poem on Imam Hussein. Till the time you're alive, you are our helper and narrator of our praise. Till the time you have strength, do not fall short in helping us." Tears appeared in the eyes of Da'bil whilst he recited the couplets, making the 8th Imam and the whole audience cry. The Imam asked him what reward he wanted for composing such moving poetry, and Da'bil said, "A garment of yours." The Imam gave him a garment. Well, dear listeners, that ends today's program. Tomorrow we will continue our discourse on the traditions of mourning ceremonies for the martyrs of Karbala in the 9th episode of the series. Until then, God bless you all.